No, what are you talking about? Okay. Daf Chavav. Today is the Shem Hashem. Today is the Shem Yudkei Vavkei.
I like the way how you give it.
Okay, Yudkei Vavkei.
Amad.
Chavav. Chavav and Aleph.
Amad Aleph.
There's only one Amad when it comes to the Rishon Lelam. Hashem Echad Shmei Echad. It's only one Amad. It's the Amud HaYimini.
Yeah.
The Patash HaChozak.
Right.
Okay, so learning over here, let me get to the Machlekes tonight. The Ersh Zach when it comes to religion, Yudkei Vavkei is always Machlekes. Machlekes Tanoim. Lema Kitanoi. Yeah? Even if Yishol's smiling over there. So a little small command. Lema Kitanoi. Hatoilish Shem Bibi Bukhar Tam. But literally, a person pulls out some wool out of a Bukhar Tam. A Tam is meant to go on the Mizbech of the carbon. Alfi Shunola by Mum. Even though later on, subsequently developed a blemish. Ushachatoi. Later on. Rashi was this Tom Korole. that's fine. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, there is no Rashi over here.
Doesn't mean after it was brought on the Mizbeah.
No, later on. Right now, the Bukhar is alive. Right now, the Bukhar is alive. And the person, he pulls out some wool. At this moment, the Alpi Shnei Lebay Mum, even though later on, it gets developed a blemish, Ushachatoi. And then he shechs it, Osir. So the wool that you pulled out.
Oh.
So let's clarify something. This is a very strange halacha. The wool of a Bukhar Tam is really mutter. There's no iser de oiraisa to be nene from, to do giza, to share the wool of a limit. Well, it's a din of a carbon.
The law, I thought that belongs for the Kohen.
You know, it's a carbon to Hashem.
But the wool, he's allowed to...
The wool afterwards, the hide goes to the Kohen, yeah. Correct. So, right, so the hide of the animal, the skin.
The hide is not the skin, but then the hair.
But that
hair.
Includes the wool. The skin, the wool that's on the hide is also mutter to the Kohen.
Mm-hmm.
So now the problem though is that they did, but you now do a ma'isa giza.
One second, I'm sorry, the Bukhar goes entirely.
As a carbon.
Totally a Bukhar, on the Mizbeach?
On the Mizbeach. No. Only the emurim, only certain limbs and fats.
And the
rest goes to the Kohen as a carbon. It's a carbon.
Oh.
And it goes to the Kohen, Kochim Kalim. And
the Kohen,
exactly. And who can eat from the Kohen Kalim? Anyone. He can invite to the meal anyone that he wants to eat from the Kohen.
Even
the
a czar?
Even a czar, provided that they're, yeah. But not in you shalim, yes. The Kohen Shalim.
And Kohen Shalim?
No, only Kohanim, Kohen Shalim inside the Azara.
I didn't know
you could invite a czar. Yeah, sure, that's a Kohen. The whole Kohen institution was based upon a perfect person brings all they bring. They have mice or behema, they have surplus. And people would eat Yerushalayim Besar Kodshim. It was a surplus because people who own the animals cannot themselves eat everything. So there's a constant supply of Besar Kodesh available to people who wanted to eat. And it can be for 2 days in the night in between inside of Yerushalayim. So now let's just go close to the steps one at a time. It says in the Braisa, Toilish Semer Bukhar, a person who pulled to the wool of the Bukhar Tam. Afal Pi Shnola, now Bukhar Tam, you're not, if a person pulls off itself from Bukhar Tam, it's not an Issa Deraisa. It's not because that is not the Isser Giza. The Isser Giza only applies to a Bukhar Baal Mum. So pulling off the Tzemer of Bukhar Tam, it's not permitted. It's not a good thing to do. But it's not the technical violation of a Giza. The technical violation of sharing the wool of an animal only applies to a Baal Mum. So when this wool was shorn off the animal was not yet a Baal Mum. And then, subsequently, it develops a blemish. So now you'll say, Limafreya, let me say, Ushachotoi, and then you shacht it, Osur, the wool is Osur. Okay, the wool is Osur. Let's go vital. This
so, so the first case is less mandapolic.
Well, this case, we have to go step by step. We have to go, let's go through a few words of the Gemara, and things will become clear.
I thought you shared the wall after it's geschachten.
Right, but you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. But here, let's go one step. I don't know. I didn't prepare. So let's go step by step. Okay, let's go step by step and see what happens here in the Gemara. Lema kitanoi. Okay, so here, a person over here is coming and sharing off the wool Bukhar, and later on it gets a blemish. Let's see what happens. It gets a blemish, so the wool is also bahana. Fine, let's read the words. Let's go a few words and then we'll come right. However, Bukhar Baal Mum, let's go the other way. Let's say the Bukhar Baal Mum, you start off with the Bukhar Baal Mum. Shetolash mimenu, the achar kachmes, akavya ben mahalalel matir. So look what happened over here. The Bukhar is a Baal Mum, and you share off its wool. and you never get a chance to shech the animal, and the animal dies, what do you do now with this wool? So Rabbi Nachman says it's mutar matir. V'chachomim oisrim. The chachomim say the wool is aser. Now, why is it aser? So why is it aser? So let's see Rashi. Rashi really doesn't explain. Let's just the Rashi over here in the second Tom Karule. That's the previous Gemara. Aser. Let's go to the last wide line of Rashi. Dibitam afilo kavi moidi the osu la ashuye ulafuke mikdushas mizbeach. Okay, now we've learned Rashi has revealed to us the secret of this Gemara. Why is it aser to share off the wool of a bechor tam? You have a bechor that does not have a blemish. Meikar hadin, you're allowed to share off the wool. The prohibition to share off the wool is only a drasha that applies to a bechor baal mum, or for that matter, any korban that is now a baal mum. We have a drasha that says that it's usur to share off the wool. But let's say the animal is not a bechor baal mum, the animal is a bechor tam, then meikar hadin, there's no prohibition. So why not do it? So along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, if we let you do it, you're going to delay. You're not going to bring the carbon, you're not going to be as zorious to bring the carbon as soon as possible. You'll say to yourself, what's the rush? I got plenty of time to bring the carbon. In the meantime, let the wool of the carbon grow, and I'll share it, and I'll have a nice coat.
In the meantime, the payment's going to come a bomb.
And then in the meantime, what's going to happen? You'll get lost, or you'll forget time.
Therefore, you can only share it after it's geshachtu.
Exactly.
Ah.
So therefore,
but really, technically,
and Chazal went so far to say exactly. And they went so far to say that if you go and you share it before you bring carbon, it's also behana. Don't think you can gain.
Midrash you're allowed.
Okay, look at the Rashi, the last one, also the mitam. An animal is a tam, has no blemish. Afilu akavia. Akavi is going to be machlekes. He's going to admit why that you're not allowed to share its wool. The osay leashchuye uliafkuye mikedushas mizbeach, because you're going to sit around. What's the rush? And in the process, it'll develop a blemish, and then you'll never end up bringing this animal to mizbeach. The oid, another reason. Sharadain ein by mum heter ein shein by shum heter. Now, what do you mean? There's no heter. Af algav din nikat toilish huadin lin nitlash. Can mefarish b'sefer the shmeitzer? Okay, then he goes on to say, is that at this moment in time, I don't know what that he means, but we'll obviously see that soon. I'm sure we'll come across what that means. But there's another time, and that is that. Then he goes on to say, lav dafka. Does the prohibition apply to if you deliberately take off the wool, even if the animal gets caught in a lawnmower? Let's say that you take your lawnmower
by mistake.
And now you have over here a lot of wool lying around. It was nitlash by accident. It is usur to dry bend it because you're going to hope for the accident to happen. Vait in the Gemara. Now, so now we go b'chor b'mum sh'tolash menu b'rechach meis, next case. Then akav mechalon matirim is going to be matir. Even in this case. Now let's see the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda. Loi b'zeh hitra kavya ben mahalalal. I disagree. This is not where he was matir.
Holds also even over here.
No, it's even in the case where it's a b'chor baal mum and you share its wool and then it dies. I disagree. He also agrees that the wool is going to be aser. Ella, when did he admit it's going to be kosher? It's mutter. B'sa'ar b'chor baal mum sh'noshar v'nichri b'chaloin the hair of a bechor baal mum, okay, only a bechor, shenoshar, which fell off by accident, v'nichei b'chaloin, and you put it in the window, v'achar kach shechotoi, b'zeh akavya ben mahalalel mater v'chachom ma'ishim.
The difference is that it's accident. It was not polished.
Accident. So that was the only time that akav ben mahalalel is mater is for you to derive benefit from the wool is only when it got detached by accident. Even in the case where it was an accident, it's going to be also loy plug because you're going to be hoping for an accident. Really, you're going to be hoping for an accident. Okay, so now let's go weiter. Let's see for a few more pieces of information. Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi says, "Moed abachalafta bezeh shumuter abachalafta Where did Abba Chalafta come into the picture over here? Rashi. Rashi says, the first couple of the previous Rashi, Rashi says, Loibo Zeh, Shemes Hitir Akai Ben El Boshchote. Now, so Rashi points out a very important point of information, that the issue over here is not when, that it fell up by, that the wool came up by itself. It's Loibo Zeh, where it dies, El Boshchote. Let's take a step back. Let's take a step back. Omar Rav Yehuda, okay? Go back to Elon Rav Gemara. I disagree. This is not the case when he said it's smooth. What was the case over here when the animal dies?
There's two differences over here now.
Number one is Nidlash, but it could very well be that Nidlash doesn't make... I think that's what Rashi, the previous... Now we understand the importance of the previous Rashi. Rashi says Nidlash and Toilesh are the same exact thing. Okay, so now we're coming to first appreciate what Rashi before said. If you go back in the Rashi, the previous Rashi, Rashi says, Afalgav denoka toilesh, hu hadin l'nitlash, kidimafaresh b'sefer d'shmaitzah.
We're going to see
Rashi knew the end of the Gemara, that's how, because Rashi knew the whole Gemara in one shot. So let's right now ignore the difference between taking out the here deliberately and the here coming out accidentally. The main point the Gemara is coming to say, according to Rav Yehuda, is the case is not correct that we're discussing where the animal died. Even if you did a Maisa Shechita...
Why would there be a difference according to...
It's a leniency. Ella, remember Rav Yehuda, lo yuzah hiti Rav Yekavir halal, Ella b'shar, b'chor, balmom, shenoshar, v'nichi b'chaloyin, v'achar kach shichotoy. Okay, so are we clear over here? What's the difference over here? What's going on over here? Okay, Shlomi, you okay? Hear the difference?
Yeah.
When we start off this Gemara...
Like this machloek is talking about it's a balmom.
Yes, so well, let's go one step at a time. Right now, let's just focus on one point. The one point we want to focus on over here is we have a shita of Rav Akiva ben Mahalalel. The court is version one and version two. Version one, we're starting off with a Bechor Baal Mum.
Yeah.
A Bechor Baal Mum, you are not allowed to share its wool. And Rashi says there is no difference between you sharing its wool or if the wool gets taken off by itself, by an accident.
And this the wool is awesome. Be a zara, yeah.
Now, then along comes Akiva ben Mahalalel, and he says, well, there's an exception. What is the exception? If the animal dies, if I share the wool, or the wool gets taken up by itself, and then the animal dies. If the animal dies, it never made its way to the hands of the kohen.
Yeah.
Okay? So then, in this case, the halach is the wool, is mutter. It's matir. Matir, right, b'chor, b'al mum, sheb, tolash, go back.
B'achach meis.
The achach meis, akav, yaben, mahalal, el matir. And the chum say it's us. Omar, Rav Yehuda, he got it all wrong.
Right.
When did we say that akav, mahalal, says that the world's going to become mutter? That's the case where you need a shechita.
Right.
But what would the halacha be in the case where it dies? Let's see. Loi b'zehit Rabbi Akiva halal when the animal dies by itself.
When you need a shechita, and this is only comes up by itself.
No. We're not differentiating between coming up by itself and doing it deliberately. We're differentiating now at how did the animal meet its end? Did the animal meet its end because it had a shechita?
Nay.
Or did it meet its end because it died? If it had a shechita, then the basar is mutar ba'achila.
Yeah.
If the basar is mutar ba'achila, then the wool becomes so mutter for a coat.
But even the Chacham would hold like that.
Oh, the Chacham will not necessarily, no, we're not going on the Chacham, because the Chacham says since it was detached at the time of Isser, since the wool was taken off of the animal at the moment of before it was geshachtin, so therefore it remains in its state of Isser.
So
we're not discussing the Chacham, we're discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Kaviyah ben Mahalalel. Akiva ben Mahalalel is coming. We have two versions of what he says. In version number one, he's coming to teach us an incredible chiddush, is that even though the wool was taken off at a time when it's forbidden to be taken off, it was still alive, but if the animal ultimately dies, then the wool becomes permitted.
Yeah.
Now that would seem to indicate if it becomes permitted when the animal dies, it certainly becomes permitted when the animal had a maisa shechita.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Along comes Rabbi who then says, not so fast. If it had a maisa shechita, then the wool becomes mutter, retroactively. But if the animal dies, then the wool does not become mutter. What's the svara? Because when you do a maisa shechita, the maisa shechita is matir the basar.
Mm-hmm.
So the same way the shechit is matir the basar, the wool which the tofel to the basar also becomes mutter, even though the wool was removed from the animal before the shechit.
But
let's say it dies, there's never a heter on achil on the basar. It remains beisurai. The same way the basar remains beisur, the wool remains beis. According to Rabbi Yehuda's version in Akavi ben Mahalalel, the Chachamim, they say it doesn't make a difference, azoy and azoy, it's always going to be aser. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, when did the wool come off the back of the animal?
Before the Shechita.
And a Shas Isser. So it's also no matter what. Okay? So far, at least we learned something today. We have the Chachamim, you have a Bachar Balmom, you take off the wool. According to the Chacham, what are you doing taking off the wool? The animal is Azasar.
Whichever version we're talking about comes off by itself.
Rashi says it doesn't really matter. You did an Aveira. The person, yeah, that by Shabbos.
And
the person,
retroactively?
Yes. But in Nisa, no. That's Rabbi Yehuda's version of Kavan Mechalal. According to the version number one of Kavan Mechalal, then the wool will be mutter no matter what. According to the version of the...
Sorry.
Because why? Now it's over. Now the animal is dead. There's
even
nothing,
if he did it intentionally, it
right.
would also be...
And what's the whole lumnus? What's the whole lumnus? Why you would say it should be usher? Why it should be usher? Because you're going to delay. You're not going to give it to the kohen because you want it to grow more wool. We're not afraid of that. When it comes to a tam, an animal that's a tam, that's meant to go on the mizbeach, then we don't want any delays. We don't want delays because if we're going to let you keep the wool, then what's going to happen? You're not going to want to give it to bring it as a carbon. You're going to want to go wait until it grows into the wool. So Chazal said we don't want that because the animal may get into an accident. The animal may never make it to the mizbeach. Zrizim makdimim. Therefore, we're going to give a knas. If you dare go and you shear its wool, we don't want you to derive any benefit because we don't want you to get into a mindset where you're going to delay. So it's us. But when the animal anyway is not going on the mizbeach, it's only going to the kohen. Do we need to make such a gzera? No, we don't need to make such a chomer de gzera. Weiter. Ella b'shel b'sar b'chomer shalom b'shel nashu b'nir b'chomer 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 Omar Rebbe Yosei Moid Abba Chalafta Bezeshu Mutter. Abba Chalafta says that in this case it's Mutter. Now where did Abba Chalafta come into the picture? So let's see what she did in the Hilik Rashi. Rashi says, Rebbe Yosei Moid Abba Sheshmoy Chalafta. Since we have a Rashi like that, his name is Abba Sheshmoy Chalafta Shumina Chachom Hacholkim Alakavya. Oh, so Rashi is being Megala to us a site. That this fellow, whose name is Abba, Sheshmoy, Moide Abba.
What does that mean? Abba or the Chalafta?
Abba. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Moide Abba. I think it means my own father. My father. Rabbi Yosi's father.
He didn't want to say his name.
But he does say his father's name. Moide Abba, mein Tate, Sheshmoy Chalafta. My father's name is Chalafta.
So that, one second, that's permission also applies even
you
say in
first
in
Abba.
So
he brings in the aloch in the bottom. If you say first Abba,
then it's mutter.
One second, that's not even the presence of the father. One should not mention his father's name.
It seems so.
We're very machmir today.
You're a dead.
So I can't mention my father's name.
Now that he's not alive anymore, it's maybe different.
No, I'm talking about someone who's alive.
I don't know the
not
answer. I don't
present.
Know how he passed the Gemara.
I think you're right.
How do you do if you get called in the Torah? You say, Ben, he's like Isaac, what are you supposed to say?
Let's say you call up your own father. Yamoid Avi Mairi. You call up your own father.
You don't say
his
name. Avi Mairi, that's
all. Let's say you call up your own child. You call to your Bini. Bini.
Yeah.
So it's you should know the truth is it's very complicated. This,
you're right. Not even
holds to this.
Even also, regardless whether you're in his presence or not, one should not mention his father. That's
well,
true.
We don't do that. But let's talk in the Iker Hadin. A lot of things I'm thinking about, we don't necessarily know that. We could be more Machmir than the Iker Hadin. But in the Gemara, one thing we learn clear. In time of the Gemara, he said his father's name, my father, Chalafta.
Yeah.
He said it, but it was mutter because he said first the word Abba.
Yeah, yeah.
My father, Chalafta.
Don't we call him Abba Chalafta?
What? Oh, so Rashi is telling us that we don't know what we're doing. We don't know. We should just call him Chalafta.
Right.
Sometimes in the Gemara, the word Abba is a title of honor. It's like saying Harav HaGoyin. Abba means he's the greatest person. He is the father of all us. In the Gemara, we find the word Abba is used as a honorific title. But Rashi here is telling us that in this instance, it's not what it means.
Yeah.
Chalavta was not the Gadol Hadar. Chalavta was Stam a Talmud Chacham. And Rabbi Yossi says, my father. He wanted to say who his father was. So he says, Abba, whose name is Chalavta. It's a very interesting Rashi. Fine, Vaita. Moed Abba Sheshme Chalavta, Sheshu Min HaChachamim, HaChot Malakavya. He was from the team. He was from the Chevra of the Daf Yomi of the Gemara, and he argued with the same Daf Yomi group as Akavya, and in Medela he argued with the Bar Pukta and Akavya. He admits to Akavya, even though people who knew the two, they were like the Rav and the Ravid. The Rav and the Ravid, they never get along. The Ravid is always attacking the Ramban. Okay, do you know why the Ravid attacked? People don't know the secret. People do not know this. Do you know why the Ravid attacked the Ramban? Do you know the Emes? Do you know the whole story? The Ravid was the Gadol Hadar. He was probably at least 50 years older than the Ramban. He was in old. He was mamish, the senior Zokin Hadar. The Ramban was a yingle. Was a yingle connected the Ravid. And don't even know who the Rambam is. And the Rambam puts out this chibur. So the Ravid says, what is this kid doing here? It's like these kids over here. I start screaming over here. What is this Rambam? This Moshe ben Maimon. Is he out of his mind? He was the Gadol Hadar. And he looked at the Rambam like a troublemaker. That's why he used such stark lashonos. It's not. I always thought that Beis Medrash.
There
were two Zikene Hadar, the Rambam.
He respected the Rambam. He knew Rambam was great.
Yeah, but the lashonos that he uses.
He
ever see what he writes about the Rambam? Yeah. He rips him to shreds and he attacks him and he says he has a moyach bekot kodoy. You never saw these lashonos.
How did the Rambam respond?
What? Never. The Rambam never ever responded back to the Ravid. Never ever.
But
never.
But he wasn't the only one.
Ain loy moyach bekod kodoy.
You had much later ones that the Marshal.
Okay, but you have to understand, when the Ravid attacks the Rambam, it's not like they teach him in kindergarten.
Are they valid attacks?
There's a whole Torah. There's a whole whole yeshiva is built on all these machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid. Omar Avram, Aleph Alf, Omar Avram. You have every Ravid. It brings Omar Avram.
Two Ravids, by the way.
There were three Ravids. Three Ravids. But the famous Ravid was the one who was the Bar Pulta on the Rambam.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason why people think that the two people sitting in Beis Medrash, two equals. And the Ravid was very disrespectful towards the Rambam because the shleimus that he writes was so extreme and passionate.
For example, what
everywhere, there's not a halacha that he agrees to come out, not even one place that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. And so that's not good. So you wonder, how could the Ravid talk like that about another Talmud Chacham, their character was the Midas? Well, you understand that the Ravid was the senior Zokein Hadar, was the undisputed Poisek Hadar, the Gadol Hadar. And the Rambam was like a younger man, a cool younger man, who just got married. And he writes something and he says something. The Ravid says, "What in the world is he saying? This guy doesn't know what he's talking about." Ein loy moyach bekod kodoy. He has no brain in his head. He writes things like that about the Rambam. Extreme things. Okay, because you understand the age difference. It's a whole different league. You have to know the background to appreciate where they're coming from. That changed the whole picture. Everything, the whole dynamics of everything is totally changed. It was a big covet for the Rambam that the Ravid should say these things about him. It's a tremendous covet. Because the Ravid didn't even bother to acknowledge who the Ravid acknowledged.
You know, the Shach argues with the Taz, yeah?
Shver.
You know, the Shver of the Taz was the Bach.
The Bach,
you know how much older the Taz was from the Bach? The Bach was a younger manchik.
And yet he's choylik. Who do you pass can like? Mitzvah one is a koyein.
There's a reason why.
It's a gantz. Who do you learn first? You learn the younger one. You learn the younger one first.
But in the beginning, when the Kudas and Kesef, right in the beginning, he writes. He wants to show that there was nothing personal.
No personal.
He came to him and kissed him. The Torah kissed him on his forehead. There was nothing. It was
Torah.
Same thing. The Ramban and the Evan Ezra. Same thing.
Esvoiv v'suf al tigri voiv ella. Vahav,
yeah.
Love comes from the end. Chachas Megola, Vahavim Seteres. Vaita. So, therefore, he says over here, Moidu Bezesh Shchaz Liv, over here, Abba Chalafta, my Tata, Chalafta, even though Bederich Klal, it is Yadua, that he never ever agrees with Akavia, his chavrusa. In this instance, guess what? He agrees with him and he holds it. It's not going to be mutter. Now, what do you mean beyichud? Beyichud means be'emes, beautiful expression. Hain, hain is what hain means. Hain means behold. Aval, the two letters hey and nun have no zivug, right? They have no zivug in the digits and in the decimals, right? Every letter has a zivug. Aleph is matched with the letter, is left with the letter yud. Yeah. No letter yud, right? Has to go. Bay is matched with. Is that how it goes? At. Aleph.
No, that's at bash.
That's another one. That goes to the end. But then you match up the digits. Aleph is matched up with tes. Beis Ches, Gimel with Zion, Dalit with Vav. What about Hey? What about Hey?
Hey.
There's no Zivok. No, it's a Yochid. It's all alone. Now go to the next letters. The Yud, Chof, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samach, Ayin, Pei, Tzadi. Each one gets matched up. Which letter has no Zivok? The Nun.
Yeah.
Hey, Nun. Hain is beyichud. Hain means behold. Hain avol beyichud. Avol be'emes. The word yichud means they're all alone. When you're all alone, that's called hain. Hain means emes. The truth is, hain be'emes. Hey avol beyichud. The word yichud means the truth is, amru chacham yanichen b'chaloyin shema yesh tikva. Shema yesh tikva. Maybe there is hope. What's the hope? Not shechotoy. Divriya kol mutter, mace. Oh, then it's machlekes. Mace. Akavya ben mahalal el matir, vachachanim oisrin. So, what do we see over here? We see that Abyoisi is not like Abachalafka. Okay? And in other words, Abu Bihli Mursing with Yemen. Abyoisi comes along, and he says that Abachalafka admits. And after he says Abachalafka admits, we come to the Mughalums and it says, That's not emes. It's not the truth. The yichud. Yichud is a word which means the truth. The truth is that we don't paskin. We don't accept this halacha that it's going to be mutter no matter what. We paskin. It's only going to be mutter when there is shechita, not when there is misa. And that is why if the animal wool comes out of the animal, we put a bechaloyin. Ula yesh tikva. Maybe there's hope. What's the hope? If the animal meets its end through the knife, through shechita, then just like the basa becomes mutter,
right,
then retroactively the wool becomes mutter. But if the animal meets its death through the malach hamavis and the basar does not become mutter, then the wool also does not become mutter. That's not like what Abba Chalafta said. Abba Chalafta says that it becomes mutter no matter what. Look at Rashi. Rashi, Abba Be'emes, V'chaveiroi, where do we find the word biyichud? It means with certainty. It's known with certainty.
Yeah, I never knew this.
Certainty. Okay, so avol means the MS is with certain. So what is the halacha? This is a machloik. The halacha basically follows the shita of who? The shita of the second version. The second version is the only time it's going to be mutter. Is only when? Only when it's in mutter. It's only in mutter when shechita. Now when it's in mimisa. Now the Gemara is a kasha. Oma the Gemara is a kasha that Rabbi Yosi hainu tanakama. Rabbi Yosi, what is he doing? Rabbi Yosi is saying the zelbazach as the tanakama. Let's see Rashi. Rashi here explains. Rabbi Yosi hainu tanakama. Oma hatolish tamer mibuchar tam tam b'shchato yasur. When you pull out the tzemer from the b'char tam. So now we're going back to the Lema Kitanoi. Okay, we're going back now to the Lema Kitanoi. Rabbi Yosi Hainu Tam, because when we start off the Shtil Gemara, we had two different cases. Case number one was where you pull out wool from a Bechor Tam. Case number two, which we got sidetracked and discussed all the scenarios, if it dies, if it gets Shechita, and the different versions of Akani Ben Mahalalel, it discussed the case when you pulled out wool from a Balmum. Right?
Yeah.
Now, but what was the first case where there was no disagreement whatsoever when you pull out wool of a Bechor Tam? So look at Rashi. Rabbi Yosi, Hayim Tanakamba, the Ka'amar HaToilesh, Semer Bechor Tam, U'Shechotoy Osor. What's the deal? Haw baal mom. But let's say you pull out wool from a baal mom. Ushechotoy.
One second, you're not allowed to shecht.
What?
You
are allowed to shecht.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Ushechotoy. Motor ledivrei hakol. When there is a machlaikis, uve meis pligi, there's a machlaikis when it comes with a dice. Moide rabbi yoisi, tanakama, nami, be meis pligi. Machlaikis, what's going to be in the case of where it dies, but everyone's going to agree that when it's going to be shchit, it's going to be mutter. So, frankly, the moral here is saying over here is that if we start off the brice, let's go back to the beginning of the brice we started today. Lema ketanai. We start off with the memory. Notice the word ushechotoy. You start off with a bechor tam. It's slated to go on the mizbeach.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees. If it's meant to go on the mizbeach and the wool comes off the animal, that wool is aser. Gzera. What's the gzera? You may come to miyasha the animal. Then what happens subsequently? The bechor that was meant to go on the mizbeach, it gets a blemish. And then what happens after it gets a blemish? You give it to the kohen. No. It's exactly what it says. Not read the words of brayso. Nochmo, it's critical.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Why? Awesome. Now that's it. Period. Now, the Gemara now wants to say that this is the end of the words of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama has now reached the conclusion. Why is it the end of the Tanakhama? Because now we can make a diak. What's the diak? The diak is only because there was a Maisa Shechita.
Right.
Is it going to be awesome? But let's say... No, we want to make a diak now. We want to make a double diak. Right. That only in this case because it starts off being a tam. It starts off being a tam.
If it starts off being a baal mom.
But let's say it would start off being a baal mom, and then there was shechita. Then the halacha would be its mutter. You hear the diak? In the reisha, the reisha, it says it starts off being a tam. And then the end, it comes to a shechita. We can be medayik. Let's say we start off with the bukhar baal mom, and then there's a shechita. What's going to be with the wool? Shlomi, you following me? No?
Right.
What is in the Reisha? The Reisha discusses a Bechor Tam. Yeah? A Bechor that has no blemish. What does it mean it has no blemish? It has the Kedusha of being offered on the Mizbeach. When the animal is slated at this moment in time to go on the Mizbeach, we are extremely Machmir. Extremely Machmir. Why are we Machmir? We want this animal to go on the Mizbeach ASAP.
That's the case that Abiyuza brings that down that case.
Now, then what happened? Something went wrong over here. So what happened? Wool came off the animal. And then what happened? What happened after wool came off the animal? Something very strange happened. It subsequently developed a blemish. I don't think you should use that chair. Okay, it subsequently developed a blemish. Yeah? Now, when it develops a blemish, what do you do with it? Does it go on the mizbech anymore?
No.
Now, what could happen to the animal? One of two things happen to the animal now. Either it can die, or it can be given to the kohen, and the kohen will do a ma'aseh shechita.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened? What does the Brayso choose to say? It was given to the kohen, and the kohen did a ma'aseh shechita, which is correct. What happens now to the wool? The wool that fell off when it was still a tam. When it was still a tam, what does it say in the Braisa? The wool remains in the state of Issa. According to everyone. Why is this case different? Because when the wool came off the animal was still a tam. Okay?
Yeah.
It was still a tam. So when the animal is a tam and the wool comes off, that wool is going to be also no matter what.
Even if it comes off accidentally,
Even accidentally, why? Because if we're going to allow wool that comes off an animal that's a tam to become mutter at one point in time, you know what's going to happen? You're not going to be bringing the carbon so fast.
Right.
You're not going to be bringing it. So we don't want people to play games. So therefore, Chazal said, too bad for you, no matter whatever end this animal meets, the wool is going to be usser.
Right.
But let's be medayik now. The wool came off the animal when it was a tam. And then the animal got into an accident. And it gets a blemish. And then they gave it to the kohen. And the kohen did a shechita for himself. So then, what is halacha? What's halacha when he got the shechita? So then, what is the halacha of the wool that's lying around from before? It doesn't matter. The wool is still awesome. Because the wool came off the animal when it was a tam.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make a deek now. But what would have happened if the wool would have come off the animal when it was already a balmum, and then it would be given to the kohen, and you do a shechita? No. So that what is the mashu from the Tanakama? It would be mutter. Only when it would be mutter. Only when there's a shechita. Because since the Braisa, the Tanakama, discusses his halacha in a situation of Shechita, where it was a tam, we have the right to be medayik, that in the exact same scenario, if it was a Baal Mum, and there's a Shechita, then it's going to be mutter.
Okay, but you have a diak from Yehuda that says otherwise.
And then we come to Braisa number two, part two. Bukhar Baal Mum is machloikis. And this machloikis, so whoever comes out now, then Rabbi Yossi, the chasos machloikis, is a kavya ben mahalal el matir, the acham oishrim, and Omer Rabbi Yehuda, loibus a hitter al kavya ben mahalal, el besar, bukhar Baal Mum, shenoshan, vinikam chalon, ech shechotoi. So Rabbi Yossi is saying exactly like the Tanakama. You hear what's going on over here? We have over here a Tanakama. The Gemara over here is trying to show us that there's a machloikis between the Tanakama and Akavya ben Mahalalel, and then comes Rabbi Yossi, who says, I have a different opinion, and the result is, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is exactly the same as the Tanakama. So who needs you, Rabbi Yossi? We don't need you, go home. We already have the Tanakama that already expressed that exact same opinion. The key to understand the Gemara here is that there's a secret machlokes going on in the black market, underground, between the Tanakama and the second Braisa. The first Braisa begins, you have to put a period. Period. Let's stop right there. But we can be medayik, but let's say it was a Bechor Baal Mum, and the wool came off, and then ushechotoi, same thing. Then it'll be mutter. But what about mace? No, not mace. Only shechotoi, because that's how we start off. Mace, it would be osur. Why is it osur? Because when the animal went into the ground, the iser, the same way the basar remains osur in the nevela, the wool remains osur. We're totally finished now with the sheet of the Chum. The Chum have taught us basically two different halachas: a halacha of a tam and a halacha of a baal mum. Finished. Oh, Naya Gemara, a new braisa. Bechor Baal Mum. A Bechor Baal Mum. Shetolash mimenu, you pulled off. Viachach mace. Oh, mace. So here, what would you say in this case? Shimon Machmir. So, Enochanami. Akavya ben Mahalalel Matir. Matir Vacham Oisrim. Like, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, loy bezehidra Akavya ben Mahalalel. No, it's incorrect. Elo. No, Rabbi, he never said that. Now we come to, we have machloikis now, what Akavya ben Mahalalel said. And now we come to the finale. The finale is, Omar Rabbi Yose, Moide Abi Chalavta Boze Shumotor. In this case, the case of where? Shechita. Shechita. In the case of Shechita,
like before.
So Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi is coming to this differentiate between Shechita, and Mace, Rabbi Yossi basically is saying exactly the same thing as the Tanakama. Tanakama, we made a dig in the Tanakama, it's only getting true when it comes to Shechita, not when it comes to Misa. And then we had Akavya Mahalalel's, no! It's the halach, it's the zel b'zach when it comes to Misa. And then we chep it with the gear, say, yeah, no, did he really say that? Akavya Mahalalel, fine, whatever you want to go. We have a ganze tumult, what Akavya ben Mahalalel said. And then who comes home, who comes into the picture? A new shita, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, let me tell you the way it is. The way it is moide, abba, chalafta, bezeshu mutter. Okay?
Yeah.
So therefore, he's exactly saying the same exact. And then the Gemara says, The Chacham said the truth is, I'm a b'yichud, it's certain. The truth is that I'll tell you what exactly Akav and Mahalal said. Akav and Mahalal said that, like Rabbi Yossi pretty much, that it all depends on Shechita. Now the Gemara says, in this whole long Chagadya we have over here, this whole long Shach v'Taryeh, what do we have? We have redundancy. We have redundancy. Rabbi Yossi Hainu Tanakama. Zel Bazach. Now let's appreciate the Rashi. Rabbi Yossi Hainu Tanakama, the Kamar, I told the Shaman Mukhotam Mushkot of Osir. Habal Mo Mushkotai Mutu Viviakol. Uvimais, when it dies, Pligi, Bemoid, Rabbi Yossi Tanakama, Nami, Bemais, Pligi. That's what they argue. But in this case, everyone agrees. So therefore we have a kasha. So what then is the chilik between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? This comes to explain the first words of the Gemara, Lema Kitanoi. We have to somehow discover a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Elo lav, you know what the nafkamina is? Kitiroi mumcha ikibina. That's machloikis tanoi. That was yesterday's daf. The machloikis tanoi is going to be what happens if a mumcha paskins on the Bukhar, mutuloch, mutuloch, mutuloch. The mumcha says
it's only after the hair fell out.
It's after, exactly. Ikabinayu, the Tanakama Savar, he tear mumcha in. When it says that you do a shechita
before the hair fell out.
Before the hair falls out, a mumcha gives a psak halacha that this animal is a baal mum. And then you do the shechita. Then the hair falls out.
Right.
And then you do the shechita. Oh, so since the mumcha gave a psak halacha that it's a baal mum, so now we can say that the hair that fell out.
You have mumcha to
yes,
mat b'chiras,
mat b'chiras. It's the highest level of smicha.
Mat b'chiras.
V'loi. But let's say the mumcha did not give a psak halacha and there was a blemish. Yeah. It was a blemish.
That's Rabbi Yossi argues.
Rabbi the lawyer to mumcha, it's going to be good. So we have murdered Gemara, a beautiful brisa, lomsha brisa, and we have repetition.
Rabbi Yossi are arguing.
They say there's a typical Gemara. Look, they seemingly at face value are saying exactly the same thing.
Right.
If it's a tam and the hair falls out, the hair will remain usher forever.
Yeah.
If it's a baal mum and the hair falls out, only if you do a shechita. Because the shechita is mat to the basar, it'll be mat to the hair.
Right.
But if it dies, no. Because if it dies, the meat remains osur, it's in the veilah, so the hair remains osur. This is exactly what we can be medayek in the Tanakhama.
Didn't we have before previously a caveat holds even when it dies, it's also the,
that's a caveat.
That's a
caveat.
No?
Yeah, that's a caveat shechita. But not the sheet of the Chacham, not the sheet of the Tanakhama, not the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. So L'Chairo, they're saying exactly the same thing. So how do we reconcile the repetition? It must be there's a subtle difference between the two. And what is the subtle difference? This was the discussion of the previous staff. Do you need a mumche to give you a psak that the animal is a baal mum? So now when the hair falls out, we can make
says you don't.
Even if he does not give you a psak, if there is a mum and we do see the mum, even if we never had the psak, it's good enough.
Who says you don't need a mumche?
That's Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point of Gemara. Amar Rav Loi. This is not the pshat. You're really words into this price and does not say. If you want to a machlekes, I'll give you. I'll tell you what they argue about. And what they argue about is totally irrelevant to our sugya v'mumcha. Amar Rav Loi. The beemes, I'll tell you. Everyone agrees. You need a mumcha. Everyone agrees that the hair, the wool that comes out of the animal will not be permitted if the animal subsequently has a shechita, unless first there was a psak from a mumcha that the animal is a baal mum. Before the hair falls out, and then the hair falls out, and then there's a shechita, and the shechita is mat to the basar, so the male will be mat to the hair also, but there must have already have been a psak from a mumcha there.
Yeah.
Oh, so now the question will be reinstated. So what then is the difference between the Tanakhama and the Shlomi, following me? What then is the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? B'shalosh machlokes v'davar. There's another hidden agenda here. And what's the machlokes? The Tanakh must have a pligi b'meis v'adin l'shchatoi. So here we go, very delicately. Okay, here we go. Tanakhama says pligi b'meis. They argue b'meis v'hu adin l'shchatoi. When the Tanakhama here said the word, here's the chiddush. When it said over here, it says the word u'shchatoi. Shechotoy doesn't mean only shechotoy, like we wanted to suggest. The Gemara is not coming to disagree. When the Tanakhama said shechotoy, shechotoy means in addition to meis. If the animal dies, there's also going to be machlokes between the Tanakhama, between the Chachom and Akavya. The Tanakhama said pligi b'meis, v'hu adin l'shechotoy. Oh, if that's Taka MS. Well, listen, why then did it say mace? Lodiacho koicho di akavia. The koyach of akavia. Now, let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. I don't understand it. Let's see Rashi. Rashi here says here, pligi, jump down to Rashi. Pligi be mace, vuhua din lishkota. Midaloi. Ashkechon b'milsei de Tanakama the name of Shchotoy devrei hakol mutter. Since he did not say those words, so we have to go back and let's go take a step back. Okay, let's take a step back now. We start off here at toilet and b'char tam al pi shoshim ela by muam shchotoy aser. Okay, it says aser, and then we go vayta b'char bal muam. We're continuing now. B'char bal muam shetol hashemenu v'akach meis. Oh, so the kash over here is. It only says mace. Hear the kasha?
Yep.
If it's taka true that they argue by shchotay and by balmum, why didn't it say the word mace? So back to the Gemara. We go back to the Gemara now. So there are three machlokes in Vadova. One more time. There are three machlokes. The chidush of akavia, even though it died and the basar remains osir,
yeah,
it doesn't affect the wool. The wool will become mutter.
Right.
But huba, when the chachon, and certainly if you do a shchita, the wool is going to become mutter. What about the chachamim? The chachamim.
Even shchita is also not good.
Even shchita is going to be osir. Even yeah. Shchita. Why? Because
okay.
When the wool fell out of the animal,
it was a balmum.
It was before shchita. It was before shchita. It was a balmum. Even when it's a balmum, of course,
sorry,
even when it's a balmum,
yeah.
Even when it's a balmum, the chacham are going to be extremely machmir and say, listen, the only time the animal becomes mutter is from the moment of shchita ulahaba.
Yeah.
Don't go give me this lumness that when I do the shchita, so now lemafreya, we can be matter the wool that fell out after it became balmum.
Yeah.
No such thing. The same way, if the animal dies, even like, then I misvara the wool should remain also because they never had a shasa kosher, never became mutter with shchita. So too, even if I do a shchita, the shchita is matter the basar, but it's not going to be matter the wool that fell out before the shchita.
Yeah,
the wool is going to be also even if it's going to be a shchita according to the shchita of the chacham. The machloikis and the kavya and the chacham is across the board, and even though the machloikis is only expressed in the case of meis, lav dafka. We said mace to bring out the point of akavya. Now we come to Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda saw that. No, he's very precise. Dafka b'mace divrei kol also. When it dies, pum faker. Everyone agrees mace is going to be also. And where do the arguments? And then here's the beauty of the Gemara. Now we're going to understand the Gemara. Now what is the Rabbi Yosi? The also of Yosel Meimar Pumfakert Bishchotai Divyakol Motor Kiplugi the Maze. Okay, so you see what the Gemara over here is doing?
Yeah.
The Gemara over here is coming to present the damage of three-way machlekes.
Yeah.
Tanakhama says they argue across the board. Rabbi Yehuda says they argue only in the case of Shchita. Maze, everyone agrees, can be Osor. Shchita. And 11 comes Rabbi Yosi, he says, Punta Kert. When it comes to Shchita, everyone agrees it's Mutter. Where they argue by Meis.
Rabbi Yosi is not Tanakama.
It's not Tanakama. Meis is not Tanakama. You have no right to say the Sugya, the Chiddush of, do you need a Mumche to give the Psak Halacha, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Until now, we wanted to say that there's repetition in the Braisa. And the only way to answer the repetition is to say there's a hidden Machloikis in Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi.
One will hold off the halacha of a mum, one will not. The Gemara says no such thing. You don't need to say that. Everyone will hold off the halacha of a mumcha. And there's another machloikis in the Brayis. Machloikis is the chilik between meis and balmum, between meis and shchita. Next Gemara. Amar Nachman halacha of Yehuda. Oh, halacha of Yehuda. We go like of Yehuda. Let's follow this halacha. Now, what does that mean, halacha of Yehuda? When it comes to meis, everyone agrees it's asur.
Yeah.
Where's the machloikis? Shchita. Hoya utnan bivchir techavasei. We learned in the chosen one. What's called the chirta? Mesecht idios. Mesecht idios is a mesecht.
But there's no machloikis.
That is a haflev of a fell. It's not part of the cycle daf yomi. Mazel. Hakol the mazel. Hakol tol mafil. Save tzer shemehechol. Mesecht idios is not studied. What?
From the Shishin Mishnah.
But it's not studied in the daf. Say the halim of daf yomi. There are certain mesechts of mishnayis which got in, and certain did not. Mesecht Nidos and Mesecht Tomei, this pure Mishnais, and it made it into the 2007-11. Whereas Mesecht Idios, the last Mesecht, in Nezakin, did not make it.
Why?
Hakol Tolu
Gemazel.
It is part. It is part of the Mishnah.
It didn't make it. So what
no, but it's not part of the study of the Daf Yomi cycle.
Daf Yomi
is not learned in Mishnais. They don't learn Tyrus.
Two Mesechtas are.
For all really? The Mesechtas, the whole Zroim, only Brachas is learned. Nothing else is learned.
Really?
Garnished. Tahiris.
But Midas is?
Midas is.
Why is that?
Mazel.
No, but who decided this?
Mazel. The Ebeshter.
No, who says Ramei Shapiro?
It was in the Gemara. You know how it came about? Is because when they printed the Gemaras, they printed in the back of the Gemara Mesechta Midas, and Mesechta.
Those are printed in the Gemara.
And Idios wasn't printed. So Mamela, Mazel, when they learned this for the first or second time in the cycle, they
you're talking about Maisha Shanim Peya and all those are not Echala and
nope.
Uh-huh.
Aramaisa? That's what happened. So
what about Yudaim Uxen?
Nope. You gotta learn on your own. It's not in the cycle.
It's not easy, by the way, though. So.
Weit. Amen. Nachman. Halach. Rabbi Yehuda. Vahol. 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 Vahol.
Vahol. I didn't know some sectors you have these Mishnais and they don't have Gemara. I didn't know that.
Well, today they have everything there. Because today we have new prints. New print. But go back 100 years ago. Go back 80 years ago. They didn't have it. It wasn't the Gemara.
So part of the Daf Yom, when it comes to those Mishnais, they learn it. And it's
learn it? Who's even learned the Gemara? You worried about learning?
By the way, the Shmai Greenbaum, Shabbat Shmi, wrote a half a dig of parish on the Mishnah. You saw it? Explains it so simply. He simplifies it.
Shabbat Shmai?
It's called Shabbat Shmai.
Get over here.
Yeah, Rav Shmai
Greenbaum. Wolf, he sponsored it.
It's interesting.
He sponsored it. Wolf, he's the one who's paid for it. Look, his name is in
there. He's a major
Talmud. By the way, Amr, Nachman, Alokha, Yehuda, Hoyle, since. Utnan be bechidim sechta idios chavase. The Talmud will be learned. Sa'ar bechor ba'almom. What does it say in sechta idios? In the Sechlis, it says the Sa'ar b'chor ba'almum shenoshar v'yilichu b'chaloin in the window v'yakach shechotah, then you shech the animal. Oh, dafko when you did the shechitah z'machle b'feri shechotoy akav yaben ma halalel ma'atir v'achah moishim. Amr al-Nachman by Yitzhak masnitz na'mideika. The Mishnah also medul by Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Then says the Mishnah semer ha'meduldo b'b'chor, it's semer that's dangling on the b'chor esh shenira im ha'gizah mutar. If the tzemer is near my geese, in other words, part of the tzemer has been detached. If you have an animal, the animal was sent to the barber.
It's like it's hanging.
And therefore, if the wool is not fully detached, it's not fully detached, but it's not attached either. So it depends. If it's near im hagiza mutter, when the animal comes back from the barber, and there's a peckle of wool on its back, they tie it down to the back. You send the animals to the barber, and it comes back with the hair. Today you go to a barber shop, they don't give you the hair back. They it's on the floor. It's not fair. They should sweep it up and give it to you. It's yours. when you send the sheep to the barber, when it comes back from the barber shop, it comes back with its wool. You ever think about that? So when it comes back, there's a peckle, but the barber does not do a good job. The barber leaves over the payas. It leaves over some wool dangling on the animal.
Yeah.
Shyly, the snishinish the hair. Is that wool that's dangling, the nichlal, you gotta pluck it off. So it depends. If it's nire ima giza.
What's the problem with plucking it off?
Because it's giza. Giza. So you lie, but it's partially cut off. So if it's nire im what's already shaved off, mutter, we go by samara. If it's not, that's why they give you the mirror at the end. To show you the mirror at the end is to show you is it nire? It's medalda, was it nire, was it not nire? Now you know the side of why they give you the mirror at the end. So I'm doing the Bukhar Esh near him and the Giza Mutter of Yesh. Any other Mani, who says Chiddush? Elim, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says this. Rabbi Yossi, what did he say, Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, no. Uvam I. What's the situation here? Elim, what? Elim, Bishchata, we do Maisa Shchita. It can't be, because according to the Shita Rabbi Yossi, Bein Akavya, Bein Rabbanan, EDVD, Mishra, of course it's Mutter. The El Labamase. So then, according to Rabbi Yossi, the only Hechatim, so where the wool can be Mutter, is only when the animal died. The Gemara says, "V'i Rabbanan." If you go like the Rabbanan, "Idividi meisa osu," going to be osu. They argue across the board. "V'i Akavya," "Ipcha miboyle." If you want to go focus on the kavya, it should say "Nire imagiza osu," because he's the one that's if it's near magiza osu. Nire magiza, it should osu. The misa ka osule, ain't a nire magiza motor. The mekara tlish. Okay, I'm not sure what that means exactly. El Pshita Rabbi Yehuda. The only thing that makes it going to be Rashi. Rashi, if you go back to Rashi, it was Rashi, Halacha, Kabis, Idivid, Mishar, Yerbonon. Go back to the Rashi, Yibra Hamaskil, of Idivid, Bein Nere, Bein Loi Nere, Mishra Sharwad, Afilu Munach Bachaloin Kama. What do you mean it's Machloikis? Kama Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Rabbonon Shari Bishchot. If the case here is going to be the Maisa Shchita, we did a Shchita, then why does that have a medalda? Even if it's b'chaloin, even if it's on the window, if it's hanging on the window, it's going to be mutter. So of course, v'rabbanon idiv yidi meisir asur, the oisah shomuchu b'boi ta'an k'vu l'rechol. V'atolosh v'menu rabbanon asher l'afil munach l'chol. It's always going to be asur. El apshid rabbi yudi, d'ram ha'idam b'shchatoi pligi. Idiv yidi bein nir bein loy nireh, v'shmamina b'shchatoi pligi. The only way to make l'chol is b'shchatoi pligi. The only way to make l'chol is b'shchatoi pligi. The only way to make l'chol
Imagine
if you would be prepared. It's unbelievable. Shlomo, you learn anything tonight? Nothing? Not a word?
What?
You don't understand this?
My head somewhere else. I don't know what it is. It's not difficult. Thank you.